Mother Mother is a great band from Vancouver. Here's our interview when they came to Kitchener.
So, you guys just got in from driving across the country, right? Yeah, you guys hit.
Kind of. Well, I mean, we've been in Ontario for a little while now.
Right, Toronto and London, right?
And, is that it?
St. Catharines, isn't it?
St. Catharines?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we did a pretty hellacious drive from Winnipeg to Peterborough. Peterborough as well, you can add to that list.
Wow.
So, that was some days ago. So the hangover is cured.
How do you keep yourself occupied driving across the prairies? Because I would assume there's probably a couple of days of driving in between shows, or were you guys playing every night?
Yeah, it was just straight driving. I mean, we stopped to sleep, but I don't know. It's not so bad. I mean, it's just fine, actually.
Yeah?
You know, you're just sort of cruising. Get lost in a book. I don't know. Eat lots of junk food. Sleep. I don't know. Yeah, talk. It's like it's a little vessel of friends, and it's exciting to be moving towards something inspiring.
Right.
So it's not too hard to remain optimistic when you know, grueling through those long drives.
So everybody gets along okay then on the on the long drives across the country?
Yeah.
You guys have done that a couple of times.
Yeah.
You came across the country with Matt Good too.
Hundreds of times. I mean, the last tour that we went on, we drove from Vancouver to Buffalo straight, which is 4 days.
Yeah.
And then New York to Austin, which is another 3.5 days, and Austin back to Vancouver. So we're no stranger to those marathon drives.
Right.
You just get into a mentality, a headspace. You take it on. And before you know it, it's over.
After the success of the last album, has touring changed at all? Bigger rider, maybe? Playing generally? Because you've played some big shows, obviously. You played the Olympics, and you played with Matt at some big venues. But are the venues bigger now?
They are. For instance, here, this is a bigger venue than we would have been able to book on our last album. And on the West, we were just doing close to 2,000 cap rooms. And selling them out too, so there's definitely a noticeable elevation in draw and fan base just off the heels of Eureka.
Right. Now in Toronto, we saw you guys in Toronto at CMW. Seemed like everybody at the Phoenix kind of had learned, you know, your back catalog and was singing along. Is that kind of the response that you've gotten across the country, that people have, you know, kind of become, I guess, not hardcore fans, but have kind of immersed themselves in your music?
Yeah, I think our fans are typically people who jumped on board some time ago, and we're not really the type of band to just make a million new fans overnight with like a smash hit or something like that.
Right.
It's more like a secret club, so there's a bit more camaraderie there, so the shows do feel like there's history with the people in attendance.
Right. You don't talk a lot during shows. Some artists will, you know, go off on tangents and talk a lot on stage. You guys are tend to be very workmanlike, just get through the set. Is that just how you guys are on stage, or is that, you know, kind of something you have to earn?
Well, I mean, sometimes I talk a bit more than other times. With our sets, they're very seamless. Like, we like to work out segues and we like to fuse the material together so it's not herky-jerky.
Right.
Like, a song starts, a song ends. A song starts, a song ends. I don't really like that.
I will be.
I like to see the set as a song unto itself, like a big, long movement, which does require some speaking. That's part of the dynamics of a show, is to make that human connection with words. And so it's definitely not the top priority. The music always is. So I can see how we're not the most talkative band, but we do value that aspect. I try to say something partially eloquent per show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I fail. It's hard.
That's okay. You guys have toured a lot over the past couple of years. Do you write on the road, or do you go back home and sit down before you write material?
I just write everywhere all the time, every day, kind of thing.
Okay. So with the new record, say, where it was a little bit of a departure in style from the previous album. Is it hard to put yourself in the mindset of writing kind of in a different style when you're playing your old songs every night?
I think there's not as big of a gap between the old and the new as people might think. Or at least that's just my own opinion. I'm very intimate and close to the material and the nature of the band, so maybe I'm more thoughtful of the parallels, or just more a part of the parallels, you know?
Right.
They're part of me, they're part of the band, whereas other people view it more from an external place. So I just all kind of see it as one big web of energy. The old songs and the new songs, it's like a family, and you know, over time it evolves and different personalities come into the fray like any dynamic family would. So yeah, I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. And the album's been out for a while, and you've been playing the songs now obviously for a while. Is the band I guess comfortable playing all the songs? Are there any songs that you don't play?
Yeah, there's a few songs that we're not playing on this tour because we just want to make the set appeal to fans of all the records. And I think, you know, fresh in the release of a new album, I don't know if you always want to overdo it with the set list. It's nice to kind of draw from the back catalog and not give too much, not make the audience work too hard, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, and new songs, it can be work digesting them if you're not super familiar.
So, all the election stuff going on, are you guys able to keep track of that while you're on the road, or is that kind of...
Oh, I'm sure we're able to. We don't really, yeah, we're not really that political. Yeah.
Figured I would ask.
Yeah.
Baby Don't Dance, the intro, sounds a lot like one of Matthew Good's songs that he was playing on the last tour. Is that purely coincidental?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Speaking of and speaking of Matt Good, he was rather critical, I guess, of the music scene in Vancouver and BC, talking about venues going under and there being fewer places to play and fewer bands. What's your opinion of the music scene, I guess, right now over in BC and in Vancouver?
I don't know too much about the music scene in BC. I think it might revolve around Vancouver and Victoria. I mean, you get into the interior, there's not like a whole lot going on.
Right.
I'm sure the people in the interior will beg to differ, but in terms of like hub centers, Vancouver's kind of it. And although Kelowna's kind of cool, but it's more secondary. But I don't know. I mean, it's good. There's some really charming venues in Vancouver, and some really classy, larger scale venues. I mean, I wasn't around for the heyday that maybe Matthew Good was for. So yeah, I can't really judge it comparably to that. But I like it.
Right. You've toured Canada a bunch of times now. Do you have a favorite city? Is there any place that you'd love to go back to?
Well, wherever we go, we seem to revisit quite often. Like, this is our third time in the Kitchener Waterloo area. So I mean, yeah, like we like it all, and it really sort of depends on the show, you know. We're not tourists of these cities in the classic sense. What we take away is the experience in there, you know, in these dark, nocturnal environments where the music's loud and the people are quite often drunk. And so it's really that dynamic that determines our idea of an area's quality or characteristics.
Yeah. And one more question. Well, two-part question. Do you have anybody that's touring with you across the country right now?
Yeah, Welltooth is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was gonna ask, yeah, if you could take anybody. If there was a band that you could tour with, either, you know, share the stage with, who would that be?
Well, right now we're really trying to tap into the States with greater effect. And so it would be really optimal to tour open for like a really huge band down there.
Right.
Like,
right.
Modest Mouse, that'd be a killer gig to get on, like just full American tour opening for them, or like the Black Keys, like a band that's cool but also really famous, you know.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, it would be advantageous to open for someone like U2 because they have like a billion fans, they're not really my cup of tea, so.
Right, right.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to strike that balance between cool factor and also, you know, advantageousness.
And yeah. Are you guys still playing colleges and universities? Because like 2 years ago at Fanshawe, I actually mixed sound for you guys.
Oh, no way.
From, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, we played Fanshawe since then.
Okay.
So yeah, we're going to come back in September, do a bunch of Frosh stuff, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go, Ryan from Mother. Here's their song, Problems.